Hey there, my name is Mark. I'm a Delta Upsilon alum from DePauw University in Indiana, and I'll be reading our devotional for this week. Before we get started, take a few deep breaths and ask God to meet you through this devotional. So, you might already know that there are four biographies of Jesus called the Gospels, which means good news. These are accounts of Jesus' life and teaching. This devotional focuses on the first chapter in the Gospel of John. John chapter 1 is different from the other accounts. Instead of beginning with Jesus' birth, you know, the Christmas story, it begins with poetry, calling Jesus the Word, describing his relationship with God and with us. Listen to John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Take a moment to either pause for a few seconds of silence or rewind back to listen to the passage again. And when you're ready, we'll move on to a few questions for you to think about. Consider these questions and feel free to pause after any questions that resonate with you to think about them further. Why do you think the author chose to call Jesus the Word? According to John, what is Jesus' relationship with God? What do you think it means when it says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us? Or in the Message translation, it says, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. What does this tell us about Jesus? What would it look like if God moved into your neighborhood? Into your dorm, or onto Greek Row, maybe into your fraternity house? So all around us, there are these amazing and beautiful things, right? Sunsets and sunrises, mountains and oceans, and healthy relationships, true brotherhood, true sisterhood, all this wonderful things, right? But amid the good, something is wrong, right? There's conflict that goes unresolved, and people hurt one another, and they hurt themselves. You know, politics always seems to result in more division than in unity. The world constantly grieves over death and suffering. And we as Christians believe that God created the whole world for good. Not a cheesy, simple kind of good where, you know, everyone has these, you know, fake white smiles or perfectly molded bodies and the sun just shines every day. No, it was supposed to be like this deep and real good, what Jewish people would have called shalom. This idea that everything and everyone is in right relationship with one another. Shalom is this world filled with a deep love and with forgiveness and sacrifice, generosity and grace. It's kind of this best version of our world. But you and I both know something's wrong, right? Whether it's for fear or pride or stubbornness, humanity, you and I, we reject God's leadership, his idea of goodness. and we'll cling to control, to the idea that, you know, we can kind of be in charge of our own life, hurting others and ourselves in our effort to control everything. God, in his eternal love and grace for us, didn't walk away and just leave us in the mess, though, and he didn't require us to clean ourselves up first before coming to him. Instead, he came to us. God, in the form of Jesus, put on flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhoods to show us what it looks like to be someone who's truly loving or truly forgiving, to experience a full and whole life, both now and for eternity, that idea of shalom. How do you feel about that? Where are you at with this idea? What questions does it bring up for you? What might be blocking you from inviting Jesus to move into your neighborhood? If you liked this devotional, if you want more from Greek IV, head over to greekiv.org. You can fill out the Connect with Us form. We'll send you a free copy of our e-devotional, Greek and Christian. Or you can follow us on Instagram, @GreekIV.